From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. More than 170 countries signed an agreement on Friday at the United Nations aimed at limiting the rise of global temperatures and slowing the effects of climate change on the planet. The deal was agreed to in Paris at the end of last year, but opened for signatures on Friday, which also was Earth Day. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said countries need to turn their goodwill into action.
We are in a race against time. I urge all countries to move quickly to join the agreement at the national level so that the Paris Agreement can enter into force as early as possible.
The agreement still has to be ratified in each of the signing countries. In London on Friday, President Obama dived into a heated debate over a June 23rd referendum in which British voters will decide whether their country will remain in the European Union. Mr. Obama made remarks that are a boost for Prime Minister David Cameron, who has come out in support of remaining in the EU, but they have reinflamed so-called Eurosceptics who reject what they say is interference by the U.S. leader in a domestic matter. United States and Britain have what Washington leaders have since the time of Winston Churchill described as a special relationship, and the U.S. sees Britain's EU membership as Washington's voice in the 28-nation grouping. A report released Friday says the crash of Air Algérie flight in Mali that killed 116 people in July of last year was caused by a series of crew errors. The plane was flying from Burkina Faso to Algiers. This is VOA News. In Turkey, trials have started for four academics charged with terrorist propaganda after signing a petition. The case also resumed for two prominent journalists facing charges of espionage. The story now from Dorian Jones in Istanbul.
Hundreds of people gathered outside Istanbul's main court for what was described as a festival of justice. The gathering was in support of four academics and two journalists facing terrorism charges. Can Dündar, chief editor of Cumhuriyet, one of Turkey's last remaining mainstream newspapers, critical of the government, and his colleague Erdem Gül face 30 years in jail. Prosecutors accuse the journalists of espionage and working with a terrorist organization for a report in which they allege the Turkish government smuggled arms to Syrian rebels. Turkey's European and US allies are voicing growing concern for freedom of expression and other human rights. But Ankara dismisses their concerns, saying it faces unprecedented terror threats from Kurdish rebels and Islamic State militants. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
At least 18 people were killed Friday when airstrikes hit several rebel-held neighborhoods in Syria's contested northern city of Aleppo. Meantime, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, has vowed to take the fragile peace talks into the next week despite a walkout by the main opposition.
I plan to continue the proximity talks, both at formal level and at technical level, until next week, probably Wednesday, as originally planned.
U.S. Special Envoy said there is a clear feeling in the talks that neither side will accomplish a military victory in Syria, and therefore it is time to talk. Medical examiners have performed an autopsy on legendary U.S. musician Prince to try to determine why he died Thursday. 57-year-old artist was found dead where he lived in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Sheriff Jim Olson told reporters there was no indication of either suicide or trauma to the singer's body.
Dr. Quinn Strobel, who is a Carver County medical examiner, responded, "There were no obvious signs of trauma on the body at all." The body was transported to Dr. Strobel's office for an autopsy, and that is being done today. Results from that autopsy may take several weeks, which is not unusual.
During his 35-plus years in the music business, Prince sold more than 100 million albums worldwide, won 7 Grammys, and picked up an Oscar for Best Original Score for the movie Purple Rain. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.